Hey everybody, welcome to Stack Snacks. I'm John Swicky, and this is where we try to make learning about AI simple and fun. Today, we've got a couple good, interesting links lined up to get into, and I think it's about time we just dive right in. Okay, so first up this week, we have Ideogram, which is another text-to-image generator, where, you know, it's not that much different than and the functionality of how we've seen, you know, other things work. But the interesting thing about this one is I think it handles like kind of text maybe a little bit differently than some of the past ones. So for those listening, I just clicked on there. There's like a public feed that you can look into. And this one's prompt has a photo of a rabbit with a poster. And on the poster, you have written "more vacation for pets." And, you know, the text comes out pretty good. It looks pretty spot on. And then, let's see what else we can find here. Looks like we got a t-shirt that says "Witchy Ways," where the cat is a witch. Which, I gotta admit, these are pretty good. These are pretty good. So, I will say this is free to try. They do mention that whenever you put in is it's public facing. So, sorry guys, it's early this morning, so there might be some yawns in this episode. But yeah, so everything's gonna be public, so be careful of what you prompt in. But free to sign up, free to try. There are some, and again, sorry if anybody sees anything crazy on here. I'm just kind of doing a scroll here. But I mean, some of these I feel like would be, you know, you could probably generate a novelty t-shirt design on out of here. You know, there's a duck that says Duck Vader. I mean, you know. But, yeah, give it a shot. It's free to sign up. I think you just need a Google account. And definitely one of the better ones that I've seen. That is high quality, free to use. And you can get some interesting results out of it. All right. Next up, I feel like whenever OpenAI writes a blog post, I have to talk about it. But they are releasing a guide for teachers to use how to use GPT in their classroom. And basically, this will go through how it works, limitations, biases. So kind of a cool read, even though, you know, for the teachers out there, this is awesome. But also for not the teachers, I think it gives us a little bit of a it just gives us some interesting thought exercises for the rest of us that aren't teachers. So they gave us some prompts, and it's the usual stuff. Hey, things might not be appropriate for the classroom. It might produce incorrect information. But, I mean, just look at how in-depth this prompt is. I mean, I was just surprised. And, I mean, we can kind of highlight the beginning where it says, "You are a friendly and helpful instructional coach helping teachers plan a lesson." So it's definitely about, you got to frame, you know, put the framing out there. And this one is, "You are a friendly and helpful instructional designer who helps teachers develop effective explanations, analogies, and examples in a straightforward way." So, but, I mean, these are just some of the longer prompts I think I've ever seen. "You are a student who has studied a topic. Think step by step and reflect on each step before you make a decision. Helping students learn by teaching." And this is an interesting one, too. It's "Create an AI tutor." You know, and this one writes through the steps of, I mean, I should run this one day. But I think it's worth checking out just to see the prompts. It got me thinking about how I write my prompts. Is there anything different I can do? So I think even though it says it's for teachers, check it out. Totally worth the time. Yeah, I think it's cool that they're doing this, you know. Give some ideas for people to use it and embrace it, you know. I think it's pretty cool. Okay, so we've got another product integration. So Loom, which is kind of like a screen recording app, has released the Loom AI. So there are going to be some new features added into Loom. So automatically creates a title that makes no brainer and super quality of life improvement. They'll create a summarization for you, so if you're sharing it with your team, another awesome feature. Chapters. I don't think I realized how much I love chapters on videos until I started paying attention to that. So that's cool. This one's interesting too, where it says say you're sending a coworker it'll highlight that there's a task for some person in there. So that was interesting. That caught my attention. And then, they have some of the, some next level editing features, like reminds me a lot of Descript, so filler words you can get rid of, automatically remove silence, gaps, so you can do some quick automatic little editing, which would definitely save some time. They're going to also add in, automatically add a CTA button. Okay, automatically add thumbnails, that's interesting. AI power talking points, enter a prompt to generate talking points and record with confidence. Okay, that's pretty cool. Edit transcriptions to trim videos. Okay, that's kind of like Descript. Again, an awesome way to edit a video. Voice and cam avatars, text-to-speech and facial avatars will allow you to update Looms without re-recording them. All right. So they're going to, interesting. All right. And then turn one Loom into many, use a single recording to generate personalized versions with variables. So you can kind of have a customized for whoever your audience is, Hey Sam, hey Tony, hit variables. Interesting. All right, they caught my attention there at the end. And so there's definitely obviously it's going to be a cost, so. It seems like Loom AI is going to be what happened to the old browser? Let's see. We lost something there. All right, so let's go down here. So Loom looks like Loom AI is going to be a little bit of an add-on, which seems to be how companies are pricing these things. It's going to be add-ons, at least for now. I get it. There's a more of a cost involved in that, and not everybody might want those features, but it feels like, yeah. Feels like we're going to be in the subscription add-on, monthly fee type thing. And then, why should we upgrade? Get work done faster. 67% of users do not edit the auto-generated title. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Sometimes, depending on your use cases, that kind of stuff is all you need. So, and let's see. How is my data used? OpenAI receives the transcript data as text files. Okay, so they're using the, OpenAI API. I always like to try to find what's underneath the hood with some of these things. Are they doing their own thing? Is it using OpenAI? But, some interesting stuff here. For sure there's some interesting stuff here that, definitely makes this compelling if you're doing a lot of these, right? So, Loom AI. Cool stuff. All right, next up we have Audio Read. And, this one just does, converts, articles into, voiceovers, right? So it's been done before, but what this team does, which I thought was interesting, is it will generate an RSS feed and then you can subscribe to it in your podcast player, which I thought was just was a neat idea. Because, you could, once a week make an episode for yourself. If you have a big backlog, good way to get things going in the car, tucked up with a podcast player. Yeah, I just thought that was a really interesting little twist. Feature-wise, it's kind of, that browser extension, right? You can kind of, you could forward emails, so that's pretty cool. They got a web app, as well. So a little bit of a different take, kind of to the Read Later thing, the Read Later app, which I thought was cool. And all right, the last thing I just wanted to end on was a new ChatGPT plugin, which is for Canva. I thought this was kind of interesting because there's never a lot of fanfare when it comes to ChatGPT plugins, and it's like this discoverability of these things are just so feels like a nightmare. The new tab has 87 pages. Different plugins, and also I feel like at least now they've added this developer info tab, so you can kind of tell if it's a little bit more legit. But
I mean, some of these things,
you know, you don't know where they're coming from. But so it looks like Canva's got something out, and I couldn't really find too much on it. But yeah, I thought it was, it'll be interesting to, actually, let's just try it out quick. I think I got it installed, right? Create a logo. And a witch hat. Take inspiration from what we saw earlier today. So it is, in fact, so it is hitting Canva. It is building me out some logos. I don't know if they, maybe they just want me to pick a template. Oh, here we go. We got a cat photo. So, I mean, I think it's kind of interesting. I think I still wish the plugins were a little bit better. I still want like some sort of note-taking app. I want my to-do list in there. I want to be able to get my calendar. And I know there's a Zapier plugin, but it still feels like a great opportunity to kind of be your mission control and connect some different things. But cool to see Canva adopt the plugin. And I click edit this template. I go straight into Canva. So that's pretty cool. I think, let's see, that should be it, everybody, for today. So just to recap, we got new text image features. We've got mega prompts from OpenAI and their teaching with AI section. Loom AI for those video recorders. And then audio read, a little different twist on read it later. And you can add the Canva plugin to your OpenAI ChatGPT plugin. So thank you, everybody, for joining us again for another week. We hope you learned something today, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.